Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God. God.
Put out the word, Blasey has emerged. Surge, most preferred from the verb and word. I finesse. Try your best to diagnose. When I host, you get to roast. Toast. Baked grilled raw. When I rumble, you crumble. My stuff is good like Modongo. Getting soup front and rugged, while I'll unplug it with my thematic into nugget and expose. You know how it goes when it be gritty. When we roll, it's like we got the key to the city. It won't be pretty for you to challenge, knock you off balance. Bitter, reconsider your talent, you weasel. You're better off pumping diesel. I find it feasible. Your days is over, front and evil. Shout until your people trying to bless your spot. But we don't believe that, cause CBS tells a lot on who got shot and who does all the crime.
Danger!
And you do it all the time.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
And when we in the house, ain't no time to act shicey. Come out as spicy to your ass that is spicy. Coursing. Like Mr. Boston, beans in a box. You need more strength than just locks. I rock hardcore, even when I dress suited. On some business shit, my street is deep rooted. What is this shit? Rappers want to blossom, but they all are costume. Thinking we buffoon, I tell you soon, you'll learn the hard way. Thames and blunt, going Broadway, to the theater. Hot rocks is getting weirder, like Vera. From Alice, the East is in your palace on some proper shit. And it will never be the opposite.
When the East is in the house,
oh my God.
My respiratory to bless my story. You got nothing for me. It's been plotted behind doors. They scheming up for my arrival. Rappers are teaming up, doing symphonies. It's gonna be infinities when I plan my rap. You be left handicapped. Sweat gather because I bring you no jalopy. Building on heads that be older than your poppy. Pack a NYPF back, spin to the essence. You get startled by the presence
when the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house, oh my God. When the OCC is in the house, oh my God. Global Lock, nigga. In effect mode. Game one of the NBA Finals on television, so safe to say, ain't nobody listening to us right now. Niggas is watching the game. Interesting game. Currently, Golden State is up by about 8 points. 49-41. Warriors over the Cavs. I personally am rooting for the Cavs because I'm an East Coast nigga. East Coast nigga. Biggie nigga. East Coast all day. Beast Coast, nigga. Beast Coast. Plus, they got my niggas J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert. Shumpert. As Mark Jackson would say. Shumpert. I really do hope them niggas get a ring because they were once Knickerbockers, and I consider them part of the family, even though they don't play for the Knicks no more. They still crew. They still down. Shout out to them niggas. But on to other things. As we know, the other day, something interesting happened in the news. There was a young lad, about the age of 4 or 5, visiting the Cincinnati Zoo with his parents. I don't know the full story, but the kid was obviously there with a group of adults, I assume, including his parents. And he somehow found himself 12 feet below in a gorilla. What do you call that? Enclave. Enclosure. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. He found his way into where the gorillas live. How? You may ask, how did this 4-year-old find himself amongst the gorillas? Because his dumbass parents weren't paying attention. That's how. His dumbass parents were not paying attention. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's his parents' fault. What you got to say about that, Mo?
That's a shame. That's really good. That's a shame.
Yes, it is a shame. It is a shame that that kid's stupid-ass parents were not paying attention to their 4-year-old child, who reportedly, now witnesses that were there, okay, people that were with their group, stated that the young fellow stated about 3 times that he was going to go and swim with the gorillas. Shout out to that little nigga, man. Told his parents on 3 separate occasions that he was going to go and swim with the gorillas, and actually made an attempt each time, to try to climb through the bushes or the fencing that they had separating the people that are there to view the animals from the animals. So on 3 separate occasions, the kid made an attempt to get through the fucking barriers.
Wow.
But somehow, his dumbass parents allowed him to succeed on his 4th go-round. Now see, this is a problem for me. Because I have a son. I have a 5-year-old. And all it would have took was 1 time for him to say some dumb shit like, "Daddy, I'm going to go and swim with the gorillas," for me to whip his motherfucking ass. One time. Say some shit like that. Once. One time. Let alone 3 fucking times. Plus the little nigga trying to get to the gorillas, trying to crawl through the bushes to get to the gorillas on 3 separate occasions. And not once did his parents hem his ass up. Hem his little ass up. Not once. He did it three times. The fourth time, he got lucky. Shout out to that little nigga. And that's not it. That's not the end of the story. So the kid lands down in the enclosure, enclave, and proceeds to get dragged around by the king gorilla, Harambe. Shout out to Harambe for dragging the little nigga around and shit, trying to show him all the different areas that they got. You know, he was trying to show him where they live. That's all he was trying to do. He was just trying to show the little nigga around and shit. You know what I mean? Since he was there, you know, why not take him for a tour, right?
Yeah, true.
Why not? Take the little nigga for a tour of our humble abode. I mean, he worked so hard to get there and shit. The little nigga fell 12 motherfucking feet. You gotta give a nigga a tour after some shit like that. But according to the Cincinnati Zoo officials, they had a reason to be worried about the king gorilla Harambe and what he might do to this little kid. I'm not allowed to say his name right now. You know what I'm saying? He's a minor. I'm not going to say his name, but they were afraid for his safety. Some animal activists said that those claims were unfounded when they watched the footage, and that what eventually happened didn't need to happen. And we all know what happened. You know what happened?
You
know what happened to...
You showed him around
the house. Oh, my. Oh, yeah, well, hey. You know what's going to happen when you got a big-ass black gorilla, right? A big-ass unarmed, right? Black gorilla. Dragon. A little Negro boy up and down the enclave, right? You know what's going to happen. What the fuck they going to do? What the fuck they going to do? They going to bring out all the stops.
It's a historic day for the New York City Police Department. It's the biggest takedown in the history of the NYPD.
It's the biggest motherfucking
people,
takedown, nigga.
Never been done.
That's
before.
What they gonna do. Police! They gonna take niggas down.
Captain Lewis DeSegli, commanding officer of the Bronx.
Captain Lewis.
Deputy Chief Jason Wilcox, I'm the commanding
officer.
He's gonna
be a part
of
the situation.
So this morning is really the culmination of a year-long investigative effort by the members of
the
Bronx
whole
gang,
squad.
Federal partners, particularly Homeland Security,
came
ATF,
together,
working in conjunction with the Southern
District. 18 motherfucking F.
So what we did today, when we targeted these two gangs and took out these 120 violent members from this community, really puts us
are you listening?
On the cusp of having a great, safe summer in the same communities, because we've extracted individuals that have
extracted
yielded,
individuals.
Violence, narcotic sales.
You will get extracted
in these very vibrant communities in the North Bronx.
Do you hear that? You will get extracted. They will do away with you. You will die. This is what's happening out here in the streets. Okay? A gorilla ain't even safe to drag a little Negro boy up and down the zoo without getting popped in the head by these overzealous, gun-happy white police officials. Gorillas ain't even safe. What you got to say about that, Mo?
I just think if I had a gorilla, you know, a child, you know what I'm saying? Number one, they should have been paying attention to the damn kid. You know what I'm saying? They should have been paying attention to the kid. But, you know, these people today, they don't be paying attention to their damn phone. Everything is a cell phone.
Yes, that is true.
You know, and plus, you know, with the technology today, they could have shot the gorilla with a tranquilizer or something. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. We'd rather save these dogs and these monkeys than our kids. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the gorilla, in their eyes, was a representation of the black male. That's what they saw. They saw the black American male standing there dragging that little boy.
I agree, man. It's crazy.
What do I do with that?
Up and down the river. They said, you know what? We got target practice, fellas. We got talking.
Yeah,
about
you're right. They said, kill that little monkey.
Take this motherfucker out. He said, hey, Johnny, get the chopper. Get the fucking chopper. We got a live one here. Hey, Ben. Go get the AR-15. No. Scratch that. You know how these niggas do in the street. Get the AK. Get the AK-47 for this one. He's a big one. We're gonna take his ass down. And if you hit the little one, so be it. We're taking everybody out. Everyone's a suspect.
Wow.
Stupid ass motherfuckers, man.
That's what the world is.
This is where we are in the world, man. This is what we've come to. Okay? I think there's only been two other times in human history that a fucking kid fell into a gorilla fucking exhibit at the zoo, my nigga. So, like, they were not paying attention at all to their kid. And like I said, the white lady said, she was standing right there. The white lady goes, on three separate occasions, the kid said, Mommy, Daddy, I'm going to go and swim with the gorillas. And made an attempt to get through the barriers and the barricades to get to the gorillas on three separate occasions. And they ain't whip his ass or tie his ass to a goddamn pole or a fence or some shit. Until he got that demon out of him. Whatever demon was in that boy, making him want to go and swim with the fucking gorillas. Or was it something a little more sinister? Could it have been that this kid's parents coaxed him into doing it because they wanted to cash out?
Wow.
Could that be it? Who knows?
They probably wanted to cash out and buy a condo.
Why not? Send the little boy in with the gorillas and let's blame the zoo. Let's blame the fucking zoo. We'll get a couple hundred grand. We'll move to New Mexico and take care of our six kids. They got six motherfucking kids, so they had one to spare, my nigga. That's what I think they was trying to do, son. I think they was trying to fucking come up on these niggas.
And they probably bought the flu games, too.
I bet they did.
Especially bad things about history.
I bet you they had all the other four kids online already.
We're spawned by niggas.
Spawned by niggas.
Yeah.
Poor gorillas taking shots to the fucking head.
Sicilians have
greedy parrot. Greedy parrot.
Pump it through their hearts.
It's a damn shame.
If you don't believe me, you can look it up. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Moors conquered Sicily.
They conquered Sicily.
See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, then the Moors moved in there and, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, that they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why.
We did so much fucking with the Sicilian women. Us damn gorillas, we fuck so damn much. We're fucking gorillas. We got a caller. Caller.
Big Mark.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Oh.
Yo. I know you got something to say about this shit.
Talking about it. Yeah. Catch me up. What are we talking about?
We talking about
the little
Negro that wanted to go swimming with the gorillas.
Oh, yes, my man. Fuck these gorillas, dude. Motherfuckers is up in arms over the death of a gorilla, and we get murked every day in these streets? For real? For real?
Come on, man. You don't care about an endangered species, brother. Come on, man. It's only about 13 gorillas left on this planet.
Listen, man, I ain't even trying to hear none of that. I feel for the F. That's a 600-pound silverback.
Yo, what about his kids? Now his
that
little baby
true.
Gorillas ain't got no daddy. Who's going to take care of the little baby gorillas now? Hey, I think that motherfucking gorilla was trying to take care of the little boy. I think he was doing more for the little boy than his own father ever did for him and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how the fuck he end up in the motherfucking gorilla crib anyway? How the fuck you end up in the gorilla's crib, nigga?
That's the parents' fault. I blame that on them, the little kid getting into it. First of all, I'm sorry. Why am I still at a gorilla, man? That nigga just sitting there playing with the gorilla nuts, and y'all staring at him. He ain't doing shit. He ain't ripping nothing apart. I gotta go. And what am I watching him for?
Wow.
Without watching him, then you're not watching the kid. The little kid going in with the monster. That's a monster. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. A 600-pound silverback is as strong as 10 average men. The kid got in there. Don't hear the little trying to go in there and grab that kid. Hell no. Nah. Listen. Put that big motherfucker down. If you don't near him, you agitate him. Now you agitate the gorilla, he grabs the kid, and they start swinging a little motherfucker. Say what? So you gotta put that big motherfucker down. I'm sure you had that happen. But I'm not raising up an arms about petitioning him in the fourth of Harambe.
Yo, R.I.P. Harambe, man. You know, the white people, they came quick. R.I.P. Harambe, man.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
That's where it is. That's where it is. Hey, listen, man. They got free target practice on that nigga, man. They did target practice on Harambe, man. That's what they did. He wasn't nothing but another nigga to them, man. They could have accidentally shot the little boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that was like something that came up and shit. but you know, there's a chance we might hit the kid.
Thing,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, blast from the past. Let the clouds separate. Let the lightning bolts flash. Even though there's no bad weather, yeah, opinions, yeah, about who's the best in the World Wrestling Federation, yeah, can mean different things to different people, yeah. But when they see the best, yeah.
They're talking Macho King.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, they're
yes,
not.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Get out of here. Better than the best. I'm better than the best. Get back in here. Do you understand
yes,
that?
Yes, I understand that.
Tell them that.
There's nobody better than the Macho King. When you talk about the best, you're talking about the Macho King.
Better than the best.
That's what I said.
Tell them.
Better than the best. Better than the best. Better than the best.
Yo.
It is you. Shout out to them. Maybe rest of you.
Yo. We are better than the best.
Shout out to the Macho
King. Yeah, shout out to that
nigga. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to them, man. Shout out to them.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to that coked up fool right there.
Yeah.
He ain't here no more.
He was definitely one of the best, man.
Not here anymore.
And he had the baddest chick in the game.
Oh,
that's
hell
when
yeah.
Everything, kid.
He did.
That's when wrestling was the shit.
She was scared to death for that motherfucker, bitch.
Word.
Because that motherfucker was hot all day.
Yo, I think all them niggas was hot.
Now, but him? Come on. Man, it's, that must mean it.
I think Ric Flair, he used to let that shit fly too, my nigga. He used to be on that white horse like a motherfucker.
Woo!
Where his knees? I want to get that.
Yo, since it's game one of the finals, man, we need to just go into the sports and both of y'all niggas here, man.
Golden State in six, man. Just want to let y'all know. Golden State in six. Golden State in six, man.
That's your prediction.
No. Tell me seven.
The bookies already told me.
Oh,
I got the bookie. Yeah, I heard from LeBron in seven.
LeBron in seven.
LeBron said in seven.
Well, I know these niggas is down by 9 points at halftime.
Yeah, LeBron was down by 9.5. Curry Curry only 2 of 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
And word on the street is when Cleveland lose, they going after CP3 for Kyrie Irving. Just going to let y'all know that.
Who?
Oh, shit, word.
Oh, yeah, they do. That might happen. That's going to happen.
Kyrie for
CP3. Kyrie's
going to
be gone in CP3.
I'm telling you that right now. You heard it from me first.
Well, I think CP3 is a better point guard than Kyrie. I think Kyrie is a good point guard, but he's a little too inconsistent. Excuse me. Some games he's good, some games he's not. So that nigga need to work on his consistency, but he is good. He got a dribble too, man. Nigga cook a nigga fast. He tried to cook Curry a couple times, but
Curry was
I think Curry got that nigga on lock because he a little taller.
Yeah, man, not that much.
I think he got him by a little bit.
Kyrie's like 6'2", 6'1".
I think Kyrie's like 6'1". I think Curry is like 6'3". I think Curry's like 6'3".
He's like 6'3", but that's like an inch.
He's like a couple inches taller. You got to watch the game, man. See them niggas together. He looks bigger. Like, he just looks bigger than the nigga. Like, when they was going one-on-one, I was like, he got
it. I just know this.
By a couple inches.
I know Curry's girl and his mom's is dope. Oh, man.
Oh, you just went in on Curry's wife. And
his
mom's.
His mom's dope.
I think his mom's is better than his girl.
Yeah.
Yo, I'll burn that.
Yeah, I think his mom's is better than his girl, though.
Yeah, I think
but I would agree.
Though. That's the reason why I watch the games.
Is Dale still bunning that? Is Dale still bunning that?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I think
he's still running. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't really see them together, though. You know what I'm saying?
They be distant.
Yeah, it just don't seem like they together to me. Like, I mean, husband and wife watching your son. They should be, yeah, they should be right next to each other every game. That's our son, but I think
you never see them hugging or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and she still got some young. She got like a young appearance and shit. So it's probably a young nigga smashing that out and shit. You know what I mean?
Come on. If I ever make it to the league or anything, I'm going after that. I'm starved.
That's what Kyrie needs to do. He needs to smash Curry's mom's to fuck his whole head up so these niggas can win the NBA Finals.
Oh,
that's what Delonte West tried to do to
LeBron.
You know what I'm saying? Smash this nigga's Curry's mom's. That nigga will be tight.
But see, that never might be Curry even mad, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to rain through this whole thing on your ass and send you home at 4. Hell.
That nigga just be throwing shit up and it be going in, son. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he just throw anything up in the air and that shit'll go right
dude,
in the motherfucker. You'll
be shooting from the turtle, man.
Yo, words, son. I don't know what the fuck that nigga be doing to the ball. But he on some other shit.
He practices oddball shots. He comes to the point and shoots. He's like, okay, I'm going to practice from here. See how far I can shoot out.
Sometimes it don't even be his jump shots. It be them circus shots that he be doing, layup joints he be throwing off of the top of the backboard, my nigga. He did that shit against OKC. He flipped that shit up and it hit, like, the top of the backboard but still went in. Like, what kind of angle is that?
Oh, no,
that nigga got voodoo on the rock. Yeah, I don't know, but I know it's going to take every last motherfucking player on Cleveland to beat these niggas, man.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Jefferson, all them niggas, man. They all going to have to put in this work.
They better.
Yeah, you got to get the win.
Iman Shumpert going to have to do it.
Yeah.
All them niggas. Yeah.
Kevin Love.
Niggas, y'all niggas is healthy.
Yeah. They got healthy people. They stay healthy. The world is in trouble.
You know what I'm saying? You take it to these niggas.
They got to do it. Kevin Love. Find the door.
For real. Now that we touched on the sports and shit for a little bit, let's touch on what's going on in the streets, street life. And the number one story in the streets.
Yo, I want to say something about the streets, man.
Yo, before you spit that knowledge, this dumbass nigga Troy Ave.
Yeah, that's what I was about to speak about, man.
Dumbass.
Rest in peace to my man Banger, man. Word up.
Okay, I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead, say your piece.
I don't really want to say much, man. I just want to say I think it was a real stupid incident. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in this industry, you got to have security and have somebody else holding a gun, not you, stupid. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say rest in peace to my man, Banger. And it's just sad, you know, these young guys, you know, dying,
so,
getting
so
shot.
So who was that guy? Who was the poor, unfortunate victim of this senseless shooting by this fool that pulled out a gun and started shooting?
Banger was supposed to be holding him down.
yeah, he's holding him down, you know what I'm saying? But regardless of the case, you're supposed to have a stooped-up nigga holding a gun and taking the shots. You know what I mean? Let him get arrested. You are the star. You're the rapper. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to hold no gun anymore. That's what the team is for. You know what I'm saying? But whatever the case is, you know, when we get more, you know, evidence and videos, because, you know, we never see the full thing. You know, they got to find the video. We found another video, you know, in another month or two or whatever the case may be. It's just stupid how the whole, you know, thing went down and stuff like that. And, you know,
the kid banger, was he from Bed-Stuy? Was he from the Slow? Where was he from?
I know him from over here. I know him from over here. He's a Brooklyn kid. I played in tournaments with him. I played against him. We played on the same team a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? And he's a real cool dude. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy, you know, how he lost his life. You know?
He looked for beef. From what I understand, Banger wasn't with that kind of dude.
No, he wasn't like that. He might come across to you as like a knucklehead, but once you get to know him, he's a cool dude. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
He wasn't a knucklehead, not at all.
He was a cool dude, man. I used to always see him when I started working out at Planet Fitness a couple of times. He's like, "Yo, man, y'all want to hang out with you guys? You guys are always in parties. You know, I just want to hang out with you guys." You know, me and, you know, Mikey used to just laugh and say, yeah, you know, whenever you're ready, man. He used to invite us to parties. You know, like I said, he's a cool dude, man. It's just crazy, man, for real.
But anybody know when was this shit over?
Huh?
No, it's not over. It's not over.
I don't know. No, it's definitely not over. All I know is Uncle Murder was there, that kid Tax Stone was there, and I think Troy Ave and Tax Stone is the one that got the beef. Because Tax Stone has like a podcast where he be, you know, talking reckless and stuff like that, calling Troy Ave a phony and his team phony and they soft and all that. So I think Tax was coming there that night to see him for that, you know? I mean, I don't know who else wasn't in the building, but just by, you know, the papers and the news, it just seemed like, you know, he had it out for this kid, Troy Ave. That's what the word on the street is. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's just crazy, man.
Like I said, what it is that Tax was talking real reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about Troy's a suck-ass nigga, this, that, and the third. And when you see him, he's going to step to him. And I don't know, this is the streets talking. They said Troy has ran up on him and tapped his jaw someplace else.
Right, right.
Prior to that night.
And that's why he was coming there that night. That's why he was coming there that night. You know what I'm saying? But like I said.
But the bottom line is that this guy pulls out a gun when he probably really didn't need to. Started shooting indiscriminately and winded up killing one of his peoples.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So this is the perfect example of why dudes need to put the pistols down and throw up your dick beaters, nigga. Throw up your dick beaters, nigga. Start getting hands on. Stop thinking that pulling a pistol and shooting is making you a man, because it's not. Scrapping, hand-to-hand combat is what makes you a man. Grappling, cracking a nigga's jaw, making a nigga's nose bleed through hand-to-hand combat is what's going to make you a man. Not pulling out a gun, shooting indiscriminately. You shoot a girl, right?
Yes, okay.
Mr. Ave shot a girl who had nothing to do with it. Shot some dude who was at the bar drinking, who had nothing to do with it. Shoots his man, who was on his side. And then shoots himself.
How is that?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
How is that?
If that's not proof that you doing something you're not supposed to be doing, I don't know what is, my nigga. I don't know what is.
If you're going to perform, you're going to perform a show. Like Ruth said, why are you carrying a hammer, son? You're going
yeah.
to perform. You're supposed to be there to perform. Why are you carrying a hammer, son?
Exactly. I mean,
you're going to perform. Get the name inside. The team holds that.
People
you
carry
don't
hammers
have
and they're fear. That's fear.
You don't need a hammer. You ain't nowhere near the front line.
Yo, let me tell you one thing, man. If I ever got famous, I'm doing two things. I'm going to have a team, and it's going to be a small team because I don't want a lot of friends anyway. And I'm calling Steven Seagal, and my hand game is going to be crazy. He's going to show me how to fight. Steven Seagal. You've seen him in the movies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How he be fucking them niggas up. That's how I'm going to do it, man, just like that.
But you gotta
have a team, man. You got to have a team.
He's really nasty. He's really nasty with it. His hand game, bananas.
I'm going to have a nigga on the left. I'm
going
to have a nigga on the left. And I'm going to have a nigga on the right. You know what I mean? I might have to call my man Left Hook, you know what I'm saying, and let him start knocking niggas out. Worried up.
Right?
Holla. But what's even crazier is you can remove yourself from that. This is the crazy shit that it baffles me. Niggas don't understand. You know how many rich motherfuckers are out here in the world that don't get into trouble? Because they
yeah.
remove themselves from the dumb shit. Let's take
yeah.
our nigga from Bed-Stuy, Memphis.
Uh-oh.
Memphis Bleek has been rich for a very long time. What do you hear from that nigga? Once in about how many years? When was the first time we heard Memphis Bleek spit on the track? Probably like what, 93, 4? Yeah, maybe a little
yeah.
after that. 6. Let's say 6 or 7. So how many years is that up until now? 20 years?
Yeah.
You own a body shop.
20 years. And you've only heard one incident with that nigga when he smacked somebody in a restaurant, allegedly.
Yeah, yeah.
When he smacked some, I think it was a Mexican in the restaurant for saying some dumb shit or doing some dumb shit. That was it.
Okay, let's go to my nigga.
He's a businessman now.
Redman. How long Redman been in the game?
Oh, my God.
So it got to be 20 joints, 20 plus. Yeah, he is in the streets. You don't hear shit. Nothing. You can remove yourself from the dumb shit, especially when you got money. You don't need to be around none of the dumb shit. That's the crazy part, is when niggas put themselves amongst the dumb shit is when it happens, because niggas think you're supposed to be around that dumb shit, but you don't have to.
Well, even niggas around the dumb spot, I'm going to give a nigga who's around real shit every day. That nigga Tress from Naughty by Nature. He out here in the brick and East Orange every day in the hood.
Man, you don't never hear shit about him.
Exactly.
You don't.
Him or Vinny. And Vinny seemed like the hothead of the crew. Vinny
nah,
seemed
man.
Like the nigga that will punch a nigga
OKG.
In the face.
No. Nah.
OKG.
That's Tress.
OKG.
Tretch is a hothead of the
team.
Oh.
And he managed to stay clean, though. He managed to stay clean.
Because one thing I say, he keeps goons on deck, number one.
You gotta have goons.
And he respects it out here, B. Real talk, that nigga is respected out here in these streets. Because he keeps it 100.
Yo, I just want to say Cleveland is back in the game right now.
That's good to hear.
I was in a situation in a club game, and him and his crew held me down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then I was in some grief with some nigga, and I was ready to put in work, and niggas was like, yo, we going to body you, big man, all that other XYZ bullshit.
Dudes was ready to fight you? I would have just ran, kid, for real.
Niggas was talking reckless like that.
Reckless?
Like,
wow.
Down, big man. Reckless. Hot shit for you. All right. And Chester was like, yo, big, what's good? I'm like, nah, niggas talking right here. All right, then, we not going home till you go home.
And this was at what you was bouncing at a club or something?
Yes. He said, we not going home till you go home. Them niggas want it.
And who was that? That was Tretch.
Oh.
I was like, nah, I'm glad. He said, nah, man. I've known you for too long. Niggas want it like that? All right, we're going to see how bad they really want it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, right, right. We're going to see. They think you by yourself. They don't know. I'm like, all right, cool. Good looking.
Good looking.
Because I know how niggas when they first started. So he was like, yo, bitch, you always show me and my fans love. So ain't no way no nigga going to talk reckless to you. And so what, they going to follow you? Nah, son. Not tonight.
No.
Shit ain't happening tonight, nigga.
Wow. Good.
That's the love in the streets, man.
You can eliminate yourself from the dumb shit. You can be out here
absolutely.
In the hood, but eliminate yourself from the dumb shit.
Even being in the middle of it, like you said. So,
Jerry's doing the whole uplift the neighborhood shit. Him do it all from Lords of the Underground and some big blood nigga out here.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo, keep the truth.
Oh, that was a mistake, though, right?
I don't know. He hit him in his dick.
Oh, yeah.
It's his penis.
It's private.
Who's been with him?
What the hell? What's going on?
Matthew Dellavedova. Matthew Dellavedova hit Iguodala in the private part. Intentionally, too. Intentionally.
Hey, yo, listen, that's what you gotta do. That's how Draymond Green get down.
Yep.
In your womb.
Yo.
Yo, how's Mama Wu doing, man?
How's who doing?
Mama Wu.
Mama Wu's right here. She doing good.
Okay, so we're good.
Holla.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up, Ma?
What's up?
Mama Wu.
You heard her?
Yeah, I heard her. Mama.
She says hello,
Mama. Mama Wu's over there.
Yeah.
Mama Wu got the cigar. All
right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the love, guys.
You know
Mama Wu just witnessed somebody getting hit in the ding ding, my nigga.
Word
what
up.
The, oh man. Change the channel, man. Change the channel. And there was some other unfortunate news involving gun violence with a young 16-year-old
young lady. Somebody turned himself into that, I heard.
Well, that's good. But he should have turned himself in before he shot her. That's what he should have did. He should have turned himself in before he pulled the trigger.
He should have turned himself in and shot himself.
Exactly. Another thing that's going on in this world that I can't understand. Now, well, I partially understand. If you're with a girl and you love her and she breaks your heart, it feels bad. It hurts.
Yes.
But there's nothing like getting over some old pussy, but with some new pussy. You know what I'm saying? This is something that needs to be explained to these young niggas today. Like, my nigga, go get some new pussy, my nigga. You'll feel much better.
Word.
Your self-esteem will go back up.
FYP, you, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
FYP.
Another topic in this world that I'm not understanding. Okay. The 61-year-old man who protected his wife from getting raped.
Oh, yeah, man.
Come on, man. How you arresting that man?
Thank God they released him, though.
It's manslaughter. It's manslaughter.
See, I thought it was some extra shit involved in that situation. Like, I kind of was thinking, like, maybe he walked in on his wife getting smashed out by a dude.
Smashed out.
And that they kind of changed the story. Smashed out, for real. Like, he came home.
He came home
to find his wife getting smashed out by some ex-convict and shit. And he just flipped out. But, you know, if it was what the story says it is, this nigga climbed through a window or some shit and how, I don't know how he got in, but tried to rape this dude's wife, then he deserved to get his ass motherfucking beat with a tire iron. Or killed, actually. Not just beat. Because I would have did the same shit. I would have beat the nigga until he was unrecognizable. Okay. You wouldn't have been able to see his face. His face would have been at the back of his head.
He would have had no face.
No, he wouldn't have had no face. You're absolutely right. Oh, he wouldn't have had no face. He wouldn't have had no face. But, just want to let y'all niggas know I took a trip up to Montreal. Shout out to motherfucking Montreal, Canada.
Okay.
I'll be back. I suggest you niggas start looking towards Canada to escape whatever happens in the U.S. But that being said, there's still no better country than the United States of fucking America, man. All the shit that people talk about the U.S., my nigga, you got to see the hoops that they make you jump through in order to get a resident card in Canada. You got to learn how to speak French. You got to do all types of fucking banana shit to fucking be able to get an address in that country. But here, all you got to do is cross the motherfucking border, my nigga. Sneak in on a boat. Swim across a river. And nigga, you good. So shout out to the United States, man. Fuck what everybody else is saying.
Shout out to the Miz on Instagram, but not calling in on the show, man.
Yeah, he gets one. That's a wishy-washy nigga. You wishy-washy boy.
Man, Junior.
talking shit about the world. You wishy-washy boy. Shout out to everybody. I hope the Cavs win tonight. I hope they win, period. My nigga Shumpert and JR. Didn't that nigga Shump run that chick from Harlem?
I think so.
Yeah, what
got her like pregnant and shit. She had the baby in the bathroom. Shout out to them for that shit. Delivering babies in the bathroom. Yo, shout out to Big Mar for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Burned up. Shout out to Wu and No. Shout out
you
to
always here, man.
Shout out to Main Street, RIP Fat Lou. Shout out to Park Slope. Yo, man, I might come out to party one day, man. I wanna go to that spot over there on Union Street. What's that shit called again?
Talking about Dinosaur Barbecue?
Nah, on Fifth Avenue. 200, 500, some shit like that.
Oh, 205.
Yeah, 205.
Yeah, they got some nice things in there, man. Make sure you call me. I'll buy you your first
drink,
man.
Yeah, well, we gotta step over there and see what's good.
Come over there.
Shout out to 205. Shout out to Mama Wu.
Hey, Mama Wu,
yeah.
Mama Wu, tell her to take me to God.
Yo, I enjoyed this show, man. About to go take a shot at 1800 tequila.
Everybody.
Hey, yo. Peace, my niggas. Enjoy that game.
Peace. Peace to the world. Peace to the world.
Peace to everybody.
Peace to the world. Global Lock Radio 45.6. Peace.